Glory to God. Say with me, I am instructed by your word. My eyes of understanding is opened. My eyes of understanding is opened. Your word profits me. Your word profits me. Your word benefits me. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It gives me a great honor and also delight to be used of God to communicate His word to us this day. We have been looking at a concept that is of high importance to everyone on earth, especially as many who desire to fulfill the reason why they were created. So we began looking at the subject of life on a mission. Alignment 2020. Life on a mission. Now, what's the purpose of this discussion? I've told us before now that the reason why we are engaging in this discussion is because it is only when we have the ideal information, which in this context now is revelation, that when we can be able to live a fulfilling life. That's when we can be able to navigate through the distractions of life. That's when we can be able to end and terminate the struggles of our lives. Regardless of the state you are, regardless of what you are going through, regardless of how things may look around you, I have come with a message of life to you, that when your life is in alignment, you will perform well. The word alignment means to be positioned for better performance. The reason why we are reaching you through God's word, the reason why we are reaching you with God's word, is so that you can perform better. Regardless of the results you may have been having, regardless of your achievements, regardless of your attainment, there is a knowledge that can bring about better performance. And in all of my life, one of the essentials, one of the most important understanding that is guaranteed to bring about a 360 degree shift in your life is the understanding of mission. Now, why is it important for you to understand mission? Life on a mission is life that is set on the actual course of its creator. God is the creator of the world. And you can never define life outside the idea of the one that made it. So we began to take a walk through what life is all about. So if you don't have the part one of this discussion, I encourage you to ask for it. I encourage you to download it and listen there and there. You will be able to define life. Life is only lived to its fullness when defined from the idea of the creator. Only the originator of life can tell you what life is. So in that discussion, I showed to us where life originated from and who is the one that gave this life and how he ordained that this life should be lived. A life that will amount to anything is a life that is lived with the understanding of its purpose. Mission. The word mission means a defined task. A task that you have received and then taking full responsibility of. So it is not enough for you to just live and die. If all there is to life is to be born, learn how to talk, go to school, get a certificate, marry a wife, give birth to children, and then die. If that's all life is all about, then it is a waste. Yes. If that's the only reason life exists, that means it is not worth it to just live, have all the good things of life, and then die. No. There is a deeper meaning to life than that. So, coming into the realization of this fact that life is deeper than just being born and giving birth and then having money and then die. If it dawns on you that there is something else that is of more value than that, such a realization will set you on a course that I embarked on years ago. And that is the course I have come to teach you how you can embark on. And that is the course of living your life with a sense of mission. With a sense of mission. So that's what life on a mission is all about. How you can lay the foundation of an accomplished life. We cannot use the standard and parameters of the world, WORLD, to define what fulfillment is. You can only arrive at a fulfilled life if you actually started with three solid foundations. A life on a mission can only be so termed when laid on these three foundations. Number one, the foundation of identity, knowing who you are. Number two, the foundation of purpose, knowing why you are. And then number three, the foundation of timing, knowing how and when to carry out who you are and why you have been created. Three foundations. Wherever you are, whatever age you are, whatever you have achieved, and you are listening to me right now, please pause and ask yourself, is my life laid on these three foundations? Do I know who I am? Do I know the reason I have been created? And then, do I know the time and seasons that I am to live? If you can lay a solid grasp on these three things, listen to me, your life is already on the path of what we call destiny. Destiny is coming into alignment with identity, purpose, and time and season. That's what destiny is. For some of you that keep asking, what is the meaning of destiny? I have come to tell you now. Destiny simply means coming into alignment with identity, purpose, time, and seasons. When these three things clap themselves on you, you are already in destiny. So in the second part, I was able to show to you how to discover identity. And I told you two things. Number one, you discovered identity in Christ. Because Colossians 1 already established, if you start reading from verse 15, that the reason why life was created was so that everything will sum up into Christ. You were created from the image of God. And the Bible says that image is Christ. Attempting to define your life by things is already flawed at arrival. That's why I was able to establish, get that teaching. You will see how to define your life. I said two things. Number one, you define your life in Christ. So you define your life by the in Christ realities. So who are you? I am born of God. I am a citizen of heaven on assignment for my Lord and King. And then number two, you define your life by your place in God's eternal plan. For this reason, you were born. So finding your identity means that number one, you know who you are in Christ. Say it with me, I know who I am in Christ. So if you don't know yet, that's the reason for spiritual growth. That's the reason you join a local church. That's the reason you connect with the body of believers. Because there and there, he has engraced men, according to Ephesians 4 from verse 11, to now bring you to a perfect understanding of your identity. So the church is the hub of discovering who you are. If you are in a local church and up till now you still don't know who you are, it's either because you have not actually seen the reason for going to a local church or you are in the wrong place. Please allow me to bring God's word to you Life on a Mission, Part 3, Purpose. Life on a Mission, Part 3, Purpose. That is the second foundation on which a life that will amount to anything before God is laid. So please turn with me in your Bible to Psalm number 100, verse 3. Psalm 100, verse 3. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. He made us. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Did you see that? We are His people, and we are the sheep of His pasture. Please allow me to take that again. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased. I'm reading from the NLT Bible. He said, they exist because you created what you pleased. Father, we thank you for your word. We know that your word is forever settled in your kingdom. And we understand that the grass and the flowers may wither, but your word is timeless. We thank you because of the privilege you have given us to be your handwork, because you have created us for your own reason. We give you thanks for that. We also thank you because you did not leave us ignorant of your design. You have constantly, in every generation, opened the minds of your people to this reason. So today we receive your word with humility of heart. We receive your word with submission of heart. We receive your word with enableness of thought. We are asking, O God, that your word will profit us. We are asking, O God, that your word will unveil miseries to us. We ask that your word will bring things to plainness. We ask that your word will be simple, will be plain to us. We ask that your word will bring transformation to our minds. We ask that your word will silence all the storms in our lives. And more than anything else, your word will take away all our confusions. As many that have been struggling to discover purpose, I pray that your word will bring answers to them today. In the name of Jesus. By listening to this teaching, Lord, I ask that they will grasp your purpose for their life. I give you glory in advance for all the testimonies that will come from this teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. The concept of purpose is to know why you are who you are. The concept of purpose is providing answer to the question of why. There is a reason why you were created. In discovering identity, you are able to discover who you are. But please, knowing who you are is not enough to live a life that is fulfilling. It is not enough to just know who you are. It is not enough to come into understanding of who you are. Talking about your essential self. Talking about your personality. Talking about the graces you have in Christ. That knowledge in itself is not an end. That knowledge is a means to an end. And the question of why I exist is the question of the end. The word purpose means the reason why a thing exists. The word purpose simply means the reason why a thing is made, why a thing exists. Purpose also means the end to which an action is aimed. purpose means the end to which an action is aimed. When you are talking about purpose, you are talking about why are you doing this thing? Why are you buying this thing? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? The question of why is the question of purpose. So when you are talking about laying your life on the foundation of purpose, we are talking about coming to terms with the reason why you were created. Glory to God. So when we are talking about laying your life on the foundation of purpose, you are talking about coming to terms with the very reason. Please take note of this. Not an assumed reason. Purpose is not assumed. You don't just wake up and choose to have a why. No way. You don't just wake up and decide to give yourself the reason why you are living. The struggles we see in life today, the chaos, the afflictions, the degradations, all the challenges we are witnessing on this earth is as a result of lack of understanding of this thing called purpose. Anybody that is struggling is traceable to not knowing why the person exists. Though in the real sense, like I said, it's three solid foundations that must be in place. The foundation, there are three solid ones: identity, purpose, and time. So when you see somebody struggling, you can trace the reason why the person is struggling to any of these three. We can also by that now say that one of the reasons people struggle in life is because they don't understand why they are living. I was reading an article some years ago, and the writer of that article said that more than 500,000 people come to Google daily to look for answers to the question of purpose. More than 500,000. And this was talking about like 5 or 7 years ago. So I can imagine today, now, because we live in a more confused society today, as it were. Because as wickedness begins to increase, as wrong teachings, for example, begins to increase, as man become more selfish, man will less do the will of God. So today we see people trying to answer the question of purpose outside of God. The question of purpose can only be answered by God. Why? Nobody knows a product more than the manufacturer. That's what Miles Monroe said, and it is the truth. Nobody knows a product more than the manufacturer. So there are a few essentials of purpose. And let me state them. Number one, purpose is not determined by you. Your purpose is not determined by you. I know quite a number of us make statements like, my life's purpose, my life's purpose, my life's purpose. When I came into understanding of purpose in actuality from the lens of God's idea, I stopped using the word my purpose. Because the reason why you are using the word my purpose, in the real sense actually, is trying to say, okay, this is the reason why I was created. But to some people, especially those that are not born again, they have concluded that my purpose is the reason why I am living, the reason why I choose to live. So in that context, they make it look as though purpose is what they fabricated for themselves. And then number two, the wrong way people look at purpose, they always look at purpose in terms of what they do. So majority of the times when people talk about purpose, they are talking about what they do. My purpose is singing. My purpose is dancing. My purpose is acting. My purpose is preaching. My purpose is teaching. Listen, these are not purposes. These are only channels. It's just like a fan saying that I am Blade. You ask a fan, let's assume the fan can talk. And you say, fan, why are you a fan? And he tells you, I am a fan because I have Blade. That's not purpose. You don't use the response of your talent to say that's your purpose. You don't use design as purpose. As a matter of fact, the second essential of purpose is that purpose is discovered. Apart from knowing that purpose is not determined by you, you must also know that purpose is what? Discovered. Though you don't determine your purpose, though you don't determine the purpose of your life, you discover it. So that's what I was saying in the context where people say my purpose, they are trying to tell you what they have discovered. But for me, I would prefer to use my life's mission rather than my purpose. My life's mission is more profound. When you're talking about your life mission, you are not talking about the purpose you have discovered and the things you have put in place to carry it out. So apart from knowing that purpose cannot be determined by you, you must also know that purpose is discovered by you. And you must also know this. Number three, only the Creator determines the purpose of what He creates. Only the Creator determines the purpose of what He creates. Only the Creator determines the purpose of what He creates. I'll come back to that shortly. Number four, you must note this also. It is purpose that determines design, not the other way around. It is purpose that determines design. Meaning that how you were created, that we talked about in the matter of identity, the reason why you were created that way, the reason why God created us in Christ, is because of the reason He created us. Are you seeing that now? So it is purpose that determines design. It is the reason you do a thing that will determine how the thing will look like. The reason why a fan has a blade is not because blade beautifies it. Blade in a fan is not for beautification. The blade of a fan is for carrying out the function of circulating air. So you don't say a fan is a fan because it has blade. No, a fan is a fan because it circulates air. That is the reason it's called a fan. So it now has blade so that it can carry out its what? Its functions. Now, one of the reasons many in life are malfunctioning is because they are ignorant of the purpose they are to perform. I like the statement Miles Moreau made in one of his teachings. He said, take a fish from water, it dies. Take a plant from the soil, it dies. Take a bird from the air or from its nest, it dies. He says, so also, take a man from God's design, he malfunctions. When you take a man away from God's design, from God's presence, from God's spirit, when you take a man from God's design, he malfunctions. Why? When the purpose of a thing is out of joint, it is abused. And that's why mankind seems to be abused. But thank God for the provision of the cross. Because the reason the cross was given is the same reason man was created. I love the subject of purpose, because when you have the accurate understanding of God's eternal plan and purpose, you will see that everything that is happening from Genesis up till today is one line. It's not confusing. Life becomes a series of confusions when purpose is out of place. So it is what a thing is designed to carry out that will determine how it will be designed. If purpose is determined by the Creator, it also means design is determined by who? By the same Creator. And I'm going to say this, and I hope you will have the heart to take it. It took me time to take this. But please, don't despise it. Don't scorn at it. Don't say, it's too trivial. It's not the truth. There are a lot of things about purpose you will never understand until you grow spiritually. Many of us read books in search of purpose. We read so many motivational books. the highest a motivational book will do to you is not to make you find your design in your maker. It will help you to find your design by your own self. It's called self-discovery. And every identity that is tied to self alone will only carry out the purpose of self. If we are designed by a creator, the understanding of the purpose we were created for is at the disposal of that creator. Glory to God. Psalm 100 verse 3. We are not the ones that created ourselves. So I want to establish that when we are talking about the matter of purpose, please, we are not talking about a motivational ideology. We are not talking about 5 steps to discover your talents. We are not talking about 5 ways to discover your temperament. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about coming into alignment with the very reason your creator created you. And that's why I said, the next statement I'm going to make, please, don't disagree with it. Just be patient until you grow spiritually. You will appreciate what I will say now. And what is that? Essential number 5. Every man, male or female, were created for the same reason. Every man, male or female, was created for the same purpose. Write it down. Crest it on your room. Write it on your notepad. If this can dawn on you, you will see more reasons why God honors every man. Every man. And when I use man here is what? It's generic. Male or female. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. From the Message Bible. The Bible says, God spoke. And you already know who God is. The creator of heaven and earth. He said, let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature so that they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself. And every animal that moves on the face of the earth. Now that statement there, it's a generic statement. That statement is the statement that tells us the reason why man is created. So, I'll say this again. Every man, male or female, we are created for the same reason. The reason why I am living is the same reason why you are living. The reason why your mother is living is the same reason why your younger brother is living. The reason why every believer is living, everyone on earth, everyone, listen, it only might be that they have not discovered it, but hear this, everybody is living for the same reason. The only thing that is different are the channels and the timing. Write it down. Everyone is created for the same reason. That's why God always talks about unity. He hates competition. He dislikes comparison because everyone is created. Listen to this. Access to the provisions of God is equal for everyone because everyone on earth is created for the same reason. The reason why we are struggling to discover purpose is because for some of us, we have been taught that purpose is one mystical thing. In fact, some people have mistaken purpose for calling. That you see, as I am now, I'm not called. It's when God calls me that I will know my purpose. No. Before you were created, your purpose was already concluded. So the fact that you are existing on planet Earth today is a sign that you have a reason. And that reason He has designed. The good news is this, every one of us, but the only difference is now that our channels are different. How I'm going to fulfill the purpose of God for my life and how you are going to fulfill the purpose of God for your life, the channels, the how, are different. Now, let me make it more practical. You cannot tell me that the purpose of a ceiling fan, a standing fan, and a Wollong fan are different. Are you following me? Listen to me very well with an open heart. You cannot tell me that the purpose of a ceiling fan, a standing fan, and a Wollong fan, they are different. No. You cannot also tell me that the purpose of an air conditioner unit and a standing fan, they are different. They are not different. They are performing the same function. And what is the function? To circulate air and to allow for what? Proper ventilation. But the way they carry out their function is not different. AC now does not use the ambient air. You can lock the whole room now and still the room will be cool. Because AC not use a unit, a window unit. Depends on the type of AC. So it sucks out the heat and it brings in the cold air. So it performs the same function. But how and the convenience with which the both of them performs it are now what? Are now different. Now that's why I now told you. Purpose is what determines design. So now discover your life's mission. Talking about the channel you are now going to use. That's when those things I was talking about, talent, temperament, now comes in. You don't use those things to determine the purpose. Those things are the channels. The purpose has been defined before you were created. You either accept it or leave it. Your creator, your maker, your caller created you for a specific purpose. And when I'm talking about created you now, I'm talking about all humankind. All. Someone say with me, all. So have you been struggling to find that purpose? Please hear this. Purpose have been determined already. I will always say throughout these discussions, it is as you grow spiritually, many of these realities will dawn on you. The reality of the fact that you are not defined by your material possession and by the things you own can only happen as you grow spiritually. The reality of the fact that we all have the same purpose in Christ, created by God for the same reason, will dawn on you as you grow spiritually. Let me give you a verse of scripture. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 10, give it to us from the NLT Bible now. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ so we can do the good things He had planned for us long ago. We are just coming to the reality of it. But the good news is that it was determinable before we were born. One of the things you must know is this. The same reason that God called Moses was the same reason He called Apostle Paul. No, that's the truth. The same reason. The difference between all these men in scriptures is, number one, the channel they use to carry out the purpose and the time they accomplished it. One of the reasons, or let me say now, one of the ways that we provide valid evidence for that statement I made is the book of Hebrews chapter 11. You read Hebrews chapter 11, you see men, long list of men. But can I be real to you? What differentiated all of them is the time and the phase of the plan and purpose of God they operated in. Discovering purpose is simply coming into the realization that there is a specific reason why, as a man made from God, was created. And very shortly, I'm going to be showing you three of them. Very profound. The same reason God called Abraham to leave his father's house was the same reason He chose Joseph to be king in Egypt. And it is the same reason He chose Apostle Paul to build the early church. They all only lived at different times and different seasons. And they used different channels. And that's the reason why, as I began to grow in my understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan, I stopped ridiculing Moses. I've had some people teach and they said, Moses is the reason why there is law, why people are doing religion. Listen, just calm down. Never pick up your Bible and begin to condemn people in the scriptures, whether in the Old or in the New Testament. The difference between the Old and the New Testament is just the dispensation of the execution of God's purpose and plan. God's purpose and plan never changed. Are you following me? Listen, the fall of man in Eden never changed God's purpose and plan. The purpose and plan of God for your life is as static as the covenant of night and day. It cannot change. So when you begin to condemn Moses, when you begin to condemn people in the Old Testament, please calm down. You will be so surprised when you show up in heaven. When you are receiving your reward, they will be receiving their own. Because your purpose and their purpose were the same. The only difference was that the timing for carrying out the purpose was different. And then the phase. When you now talk about the phase, that's when you now begin to talk about the tools they were used. In the Old Testament, they did not use the Holy Spirit living inside of them. But now in the New Testament, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, carrying out the same purpose. The same. That's why it is difficult for even Christians today to discover purpose. Believers today are finding it hard to discover purpose because they have read too much motivational books, and to them they feel that purpose is one maybe special thing they've been called. They are waiting for God to appear in the voice of a cloud, or to appear in the voice of a thunder, or to appear in the voice of an angel to not tell them that, see, this is the purpose. No. In Christ, Ephesians chapter 3, Apostle Paul said it. If you start reading from verse 5, he said, previous generations never knew this plan. But in these last days, so what they did in the Old Testament, they were in line with the purpose, but they did not have the details of that purpose. So in Christ, he now went on to say in verse 10, that this is the purpose. He now begin to mention them. Glory to God. So that's why if you read Hebrews chapter 11, the writer of Hebrews now told us that all these ones, they are not made perfect without us. That word perfect there is not talking about they not doing what they should do. It's talking about that what they've done will not be complete until our part is added to it. That shows you that it's an alignment. It's a plan. Read Hebrews 11 again. There are many people in the Old Testament that we are not mentioned in there, but they fulfill purpose. And that's why, as a believer, you must know this. Purpose is determined by the Creator, discovered by the Creator, but carried out as the Creator understands the Creator. That is what we call spiritual maturity. The part of God's purpose you will fulfill on this earth is determined by, number one, the level of God you got to know. Number two, the level of understanding you now got about the riches he has in the saint. And then number three, you will now understand the power. That's what the Ephesians 1:18 prayer begin to teach you. Many of us have been praying that prayer. But please allow me to show you something about that Ephesians prayer. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's read from verse 17. There are three core things in that verse of scripture. The first thing is to pray that you might come into knowledge of God himself. Are you following me? That knowledge is what you need to carry out his assignment. Because it is the Creator that knows what he creates. Nobody knows a product than the manufacturer. And that's the reason why there are some phones you are using right now. If it gets spoiled, no engineer in this town can fix it. You have to send it to their customer care. For techno, they call it car care. They are the people authorized to deal with those phones. Find there are some roadside men. You know, there are some faults that your gadget will have that they call them manufacturer's defects. Nobody can fix them. You have to take them to the factory. You cannot discover purpose until you return back to the factory. God is the Creator. So Paul now said, I ask that God, the glorious Father, verse 17, Ephesians 1, will give you spiritual wisdom so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Because it is as you grow in your knowledge of God, you will come to the understanding of his thoughts. Glory to God. So when the Bible talks about growing your knowledge of God, it's talking about you knowing his thoughts, you knowing his plan, you knowing his instructions, you knowing his command, you knowing his principles, you knowing everything about God. Look at the next verse. Number two. He said that your heart be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope. Now that's where purpose now comes in. Did you see that? So the second knowledge you need is to now know the reason. The reason. And then the last thing, which will not follow. He said, you will not know the power that works in us. So please allow me to say this. A believer that have not settled these three revelations will never live a life on a mission. Alignment is predicated on in understanding, number one, who God is. That answers the question of identity. And that's why I told you in the last series, I said it is as you know who you are in Christ, that's when you know who you really are. Because God in that verse 17 has been unveiled in his Son. Hebrews 1 said, in previous times and at sundry places, he revealed himself through prophets. Now that's why I told you, don't criticize Moses, I beg of you. Don't criticize any of the Old Testament prophets or whatever they call. Because God was using them as a checkmate, as a precursor, as a preamble to bring us into where we are today. It's just like this, mantling the foundation of a house and you expect the house to stand. Or saying that the people that dug the trench for a house, they are less important to the people that painted the house. It's self and carnality that's making us thinking that way. And that's what somehow a handful of us have embraced. That's why we compare ourselves with others. Rather than we to look at the purpose for which we are created and grow in links and bounds in that assignment, we are looking at what others are doing. They're doing their own way. So three major things here. Knowing God, embracing his purpose, and understanding his power. That's where your understanding of times and seasons in purpose now becomes important. That's when you now begin to assess the provisions to carry out your assignment. That's when you begin to understand the gifts of the Spirit. That's when you begin to understand the processes that will require you to be trained in the usage of those gifts. That's when you begin to understand all the things that connect to God's power. Because as a wise king, God does not call any man and not equip that man. That's why you time and season of purpose is just the process of number one, realization, number two, empowerment, and then number three, fruitfulness. Glory to God. So let's take it further now. What are the reasons we are created? For what reason did God create us? There are three of them, and I'll state the three of them briefly. The number one reason why we are created, God created us so that we can be the visible expression of his love. We were created by God to be the visible expression of his love. Number two, we were created by God to be the attention of his love. Number three, we were created to be the extension of his love. These are the three reasons in the heart of God. The three reasons we will call God's purpose for creating man. These are the three. Everything that God has been doing from Genesis till Jesus will return is tied to these three reasons. When you embrace and understand these three reasons, you will see their shadows in the Old Testament and you see their realities in the New Testament. Number one, we were created to be the visible expression of God's love. Number two, we were created to be the attention of God's love. And then number three, we were created to be the extension of God's love. So put them together in simple term now, expression, attention, and extension.